This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
She's sick the other day. We all understand. People get sick, right?
Come on, people.
Right? And they just screw it up. It's like David Axelrod said. You get that David Axelrod tweet?
Incredible.
This is perfect.
Hold on one second.
And this is the Clinton problem. It's not 1996. You can't bully the press. You can't lie to the world and not be caught for 6 months or a year. And so David Axelrod tweets, antibiotics can take care of pneumonia. What's the cure for an unhealthy penchant for privacy that repeatedly creates unnecessary problems?
Well, and that's been my complaint about the campaign for 2 years, or for as long as the campaign has been together.
Been very harsh about that.
I know. I mean, the transparency issue is a real problem. I've always said this candidate is flawed. This candidate certainly has the baggage.
Did Micah and Joe earn themselves another email from the administration and the Clinton camp? I mean, they're actually reporting with some sense of objectivity. And even David Axelrod, I mean, what is he taking? Two giant steps back away from Hillary Clinton, mother may I? I mean, this is rather provocative. As we know, Micah and Joe had got an email, you know, before saying, hey, look, you need to quit being so critical. Of course, you know, the progressives and the left are still, you know, licking their wounds over Matt Lauer. They still think that Matt Lauer, I mean, you know, he's going to have to buy his own drinks now at the cocktail parties because he didn't, as far as the progressives and the lefts were concerned, you know, he didn't beat up on Trump enough. You know, it was just, he was so hard on Hillary Clinton. And, you know, here it is with, you know, her health in question. And on the heels of all this controversy in the last couple of weeks of, you know, what could possibly be happening with her, you know, with all her ailments. And there's been a litany of this information that's been passed on. Of course, even yesterday in talking with Susan Swift, who has been, you know, tracking Hillary's ailments for the last 8 years. I mean, it's quite extensive and quite documented. And then, of course, now you have the doctor saying, well, you know, I told her on Friday, well, you know, this is 2 days later. What's going on here? And she had a rigorous schedule, even, you know, even on Friday. And then, of course, you know, because this video, and as Krautheimer said, Charles Krautheimer said, look, if we didn't have the video, would we be talking about this? It just so happened. And, of course, when you even look at the video, her handlers were quick to do everything they could. They got themselves into position to do what they could to block any of the cameras, anybody catching anything. And so, you know, you have some video. It's not as great as you would like it to be. And then you have some anecdotal information being passed on to us saying, hey, look, it's, you know, she was rather wobbly, lost a shoe, and, you know, all that that is being reported right now. But, you know, on one hand, you know, we're glad she's doing okay. But on the other hand, the Democrats are going nuts trying to figure out, okay, what's going on? Do they bring Joe Biden out of retirement? Is somehow Joe Biden going to end up? And, of course, Kane is saying, hey, wait, you know, don't forget me. You know, I'm here. I'm the choice. I'm the VP choice. So we'll see what happens. And, well, today is Bald is Beautiful Day, by the way. Fortune Cookie Day as well. And International Chocolate Day. You put those three together, huh? Bald, beautiful fortune cookie, and International Chocolate Day. You can have all kinds of fun with it. Also, oh, hey, let's not forget, it's National Peanut Day. I mean, there are so many days within the day, it's hard to keep track of it all anymore, Scott, let me tell you. But, hey, this is why we love America and appreciate our right to freedom of speech and our right to celebrate the day however way we want to celebrate it. Why not? But make the most of it, America. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We got more coming your way right after this.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as usual. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And we want you to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count here. By all means, drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know what you're thinking. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you here right now. Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress S. Patha Murchison is with us, found success on stage, TV, and the big screen. She's best known for her role on the long-running TV series Law & Order, and this fall, of course, will reprise her role as Sharon Goodwin, the chief of the hospital on the NBC medical drama Chicago Med. But, you know, many people don't know that she's also one of the millions of Americans, I think approximately 30 million Americans, living with type 2 diabetes today. S. Patha Murchison joins us now to talk about this national epidemic and how she's encouraging others affected by type 2 diabetes to share their stories with America's Diabetes Challenge. S. Patha, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. It's Ipatha, Bill.
Ipatha, okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. You know, then this is what happens when they refer to you as Miss Murchison. So, and I should have known that, so forgive me, but thank you for correcting me.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be with you today to talk about America's Diabetes Challenge.
Well, let's talk about, you know, your type 2 diabetes diagnosis and what you do to manage the disease.
Well, I was diagnosed about almost 14 years ago now, and it was a real eye-opener for me, even though I have a history, family history of type 2 diabetes. So I met with my doctor, and he gave me the A1C test. Mm-hmm. Which is the most important thing in terms of diabetes management. And what I learned about that is that it's a simple blood test that allows your doctor to have an overview of your diabetes management for a 2 to 3 month period. And so once I found out what my A1C is, we worked on ways for me to make lifestyle changes. And that meant, you know, meals, eating more nutritious meals and getting exercise.
Mm-hmm. But what a relief for you. I mean, up to that point, you're kind of wondering, okay, what's going on? You know, I've got these changes going on in my body and, you know, all these other issues I'm dealing with. But now, all of a sudden, you realize that you're going to be watching a number for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that I find most important and what I've learned is that it is a manageable disease, mm-hmm. But you have to be proactive in your health care. So when Merck and the American Diabetes Association asked me to join them in encouraging type 2 diabetics to know their A1C, and it was like a no-brainer for me to be involved. So it's been quite an extraordinary journey, and an important one because 30 million Americans have diabetes, and a third of them are not at goal. So this dialogue that you and I are having or reaching a lot of people is very important.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm happy to be on the team with you and help you out here. Let's talk about America's Diabetes Challenge.
First of all, our website is an extraordinary resource website where people can find out information on high blood sugar as well as low blood sugar. They can find questions that they can ask their doctors, healthy recipes for a better diet, and symptoms. It's important because I did not realize the symptoms. They can find out what the symptoms may be for both high blood sugar and low blood sugar, so they can have a dialogue when they go to their doctor. And then what is new this year is sharing your story. And you can go to the website and send photographs, do a video, or a written narrative of what your challenges have been, or what your where you succeeded. It's important that we start sharing these stories so that we know that we're not alone.
Exactly. I like the idea of sharing our stories because, as you say, you know, other people can relate to your story and be encouraged by what you've gone through, each individual. So I think that that's a great resource and a great addition to the campaign.
Absolutely. And when I've traveled over the country with the campaign, that's what I find so interesting is people coming up to me and saying, you know, my cousin or my grandmother or my mother is suffering with type 2 and this information was so important. So I do encourage people to go to the website, americasdiabeteschallenge.com, and just read through all the information that's there. It's so important.
Now, why is type 2 diabetes of particular concern for the African-American community?
Well, there's a high percentage of type 2 diabetes in the adults of African Americans, 13%. And so it's important within the community that we put the emphasis on it, the importance on it. I think in the past we've always made it sort of a light subject, you know, grandma has a touch of sugar, but type 2 diabetes, if it's not managed properly, the complications are really dire. And you know, from my own experience, my grandmother lost her sight, my dad lost his life due to complications, and I have relatives who have had lower extremity amputations. So, you know, the results of not managing the type 2 diabetes are really amazing and can be devastating to families.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, how can people get involved in America's Diabetes Challenge, and where do they go for more information?
Well, I say access the website, americasdiabeteschallenge.com, and there's all the information there that they will need to arm themselves when they go to see their doctors.
Well, here, you know, for you, you've had such a successful career, award-winning actress. You're going into season two. You've been rather busy, you know, and, you know, there's so many people that are grateful for, you know, being a spokesperson for this America's Diabetes Challenge. But give us an update on the career. What's going on? We got about a minute left here before I got to let you go because I know you've got another interview right on the heels of this. You're staying busy, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to. September 22nd is the premiere of our second season of Chicago Med, 8 Central, 9 Eastern, and I hope your viewers will tune in.
Absolutely. Epatha Murkison, I'm going to say that correctly this time. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best, and I appreciate you coming on the show and giving everybody an update. And we will encourage them to make sure that they get their story told as well. You go to americasdiabeteschallenge.com. All the information is right there. Thank you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, America. Fresh every day. 3 hours coming your way. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you along with us. We're going to be visiting with Phil Marshall. Phil is a Vietnam veteran helicopter medic, and of course, particularly fond for me because it reminds me of my dad, who was a medic during World War II in the European theater. Two of my brothers were in country in Vietnam, one serving in the Army, another in the Air Force, and fortunately for me, I guess, in contrast to that, I served stateside during Vietnam. And because of my broadcasting background, I was fortunate enough to do radio and TV. So I was, Cam Pendleton's version of Good Morning Cam Pendleton, if you know what I'm talking about. But Phil Marshall began compiling mission stories of soldiers in his Vietnam medevac unit years ago, but didn't start publishing any of it until this year. As he says, it was not so much a book, but a way of recording our stories. Marshall said of what became the book, DMZ Dust Off Vietnam. Phil Marshall, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm just wonderful.
Hey, right.
I wanted to mention, though, that I was a pilot on a medevac helicopter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So,
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, for any measure, again, grateful for your service and what you did, you know, on behalf of this country, that because of you and so many others, we enjoy the freedoms here in this country. We do not take it lightly. You wanted to document the stories of those that you served with. And, you know, it's a 400-page collection. You know, you talk about 23 missions by the members of the 237th Medical Detachment Helicopter Ambulance.
Yes, it's been quite a story, just talking to others at reunions and things like that. And they started telling me these stories, which were absolutely amazing. The rescue missions that we pulled as 19, 20, 21-year-old flight crews. And I would say, well, have you ever written this down? Well, no, I was thinking about maybe doing it. And I'd say, give me your phone number. We're going to talk.
Yeah.
And so I was able to compile all these, and some of the missions are just amazing.
Well, you know, here it is, Phil, for you, even the missions that you were directly involved in, I mean, you're thinking about, hey, let's get through the mission. You're not thinking about writing a book. And later on, after you guys pause, you all are starting to, you know, tell your stories. And, you know, yes, therapeutic on one hand, but on the other hand, it is absolutely important that we know, you know, the history that took place, just even with something like this, with these medevac units.
Well, I agree. And the thing that I ran into is that so many of these guys are so humble that it almost literally took arm twisting to get the stories out because they felt like they were bragging or whatever. And I say, you know, no, it's not bragging. This is recording for history what we did. And the stories need to be told.
But isn't that typical, though? I mean, with a lot of people, my brother, you know, who was a field radio operator in the Army, very quiet. My dad, you know, as I mentioned, he was a medic and, you know, during World War II, spoke very lightly and almost reluctantly about some of their experiences. But if you're part of the fraternal order of those that, you know, saw combat and witnessed it, it binds you together in a very unique and special way, doesn't it?
Without question. I may have never have met someone before and didn't serve in the same unit, but I know what they know what I know, and it just goes without saying that I know it's trite, but it's a brotherhood, and you experience many of the same things in different situations, and again, another trite thing is common men doing uncommon things, and we were just doing our job, and so everyone was a little hesitant. I shouldn't say everyone, but many were very hesitant to talk about it just because of that.
Right, exactly. And Phil, you've kind of become the unit historian by default, right?
Yeah, nobody else wanted to do it, but I just felt that it was important. But also, I wanted to honor the 15 men in our unit who did not come back. Our mission was to rescue the wounded. We supported the civilians. We supported, I even picked up a wounded guard dog one night. That was our mission, and I'm very proud of what we did, and just felt that it just absolutely needed to be put to paper, because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to know about it.
Give people an idea, Phil. I mean, you're talking less than 1% of America would ever experience anything close to what you guys experienced. As you mentioned, you know, we lost 15 men, probably twice as many were wounded. I mean, this isn't like a joyride in a helicopter. I mean, you're out there saving lives. You're, you know, you're helping the cause here. Help our audience understand as best you can what these guys and what you went through.
Well, two words, John Wayne. It was a little sense of adventure, and you know, the Army gives you a helicopter and says, here, go out and rescue these people. And we were highly trained. We were very good at what we did. Of course, our medics were the guys that were the real heroes. They were the ones that kept the wounded breathing and stopped the bleeding. But 98% of the wounded that we picked up, if they were breathing when we got to them with our Huey helicopter and onboard medic, 98% survived. That was the value of the UA helicopter and our training as pilots and their training as medics and crew chiefs, who also pitched in and got bloody and were part of the rescue. It was just an incredible feeling to be part of that. The rewards were far and above the risk.
Well, tell us a specific story, if you can here, Phil. You know, about the experiences that the crew experienced.
Well, the very first mission in the book was one of my best friends in country. They went into the deep militarized zone, which was the northern border of our area of operations. They went in to pick up a long-range patrol that was being pursued by the enemy. And the long and the short of it is that the aircraft was shot up so badly they lost hydraulics, engine instruments were shot out, and the co-pilot said that after they got back, they counted 121 bullet holes. My friend, the aircraft commander, says that sounds kind of high, but he says I guarantee it was high double digits.
Wow.
The aircraft made it back. The engine seized as they were shutting it down. The aircraft never flew again, but it brought them home like it always did, and many men's lives were saved that otherwise would have been on the wall in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, you, over time and experience, grew to appreciate the Huey helicopter, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. What an incredible machine. By any criteria, it's one of the most outstanding helicopters ever built.
You know, you say that you often ask people if they know what percentage of wounded soldiers who were breathing when picked up by crews survived the war. You know, and this really underlies the significance of the Huey helicopter, the men that served in terms of the survival rate. Tell our audience the answer.
Well, it was 98%. And I didn't believe that. I thought, gee, that seems awfully high. But I religiously kept a diary every night, and I was wounded and sent home early. But in the 4.5 months that I flew, I was responsible for picking up 379 guys out of the jungle. And so that's about 100 a month. And out of that 100 a month, I only lost one soldier. Died on the way back to the hospital, and that was the night that I was wounded. And that story is in there. We knew that we had three seriously injured Americans, including the sucking chest wound. We knew that it was a hot landing zone. It was at night. The enemy was nearby. And even though I was wounded and sent home, I was able to save the other two guys. And unfortunately, like I say, we did lose the one on the way back. But out of 379, that was the only one. So 98% to me is absolutely accurate.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. The book, DMZ Dust Off Vietnam. Phil, where can the people get their hands on your book?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's available both the printed edition and Kindle. There actually are five different books of missions. I've been able to document over 100 missions in total. And search Phil Marshall Vietnam, they'll find them all.
Well, again, congratulations on the book. Great stories, and thank you for the insight, of what the medevac teams were doing with the Huey helicopters during Vietnam. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. With us right now is Dr. Peter Kraft. He's a professor of philosophy at Boston College and the King's College, author of numerous books, as well as a popular writer of Christian philosophy, theology, and apologetics. Dr. Kraft, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we happen to share the same birthday, so, you know, there's just something I have found to be rather interesting just between you and me, only because we share it, about March 16th. I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's there's something significant other than it happens to be our birthday, maybe because it's 3/16. That's what it reminds me of all the time.
It's one day from St. Patrick's Day. Maybe deep down we're both Irish.
Exactly. You and that's what they say every year. You either are or you want to be. Well, congratulations on the new book. I burned for your peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked. Tell us what burned in you to write this book.
To introduce people to Augustine, they often find him formidable. He's accessible. I like to build bridges between the great books and ordinary people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, I mean, Augustine was so deep. I mean, and rather profound. I mean, you know, some people might give a cursory overview, but you know, you have been studying Augustine for a number of years. You probably have forgotten more than we'll ever learn. So I appreciate what you're bringing, you know, bringing before us here.
Well, as I said, I'm not a professional scholar. I'm a bridge builder. And Augustine is easy to build bridges with because he's accessible. He's not technical. He's not difficult. He's profound, but that doesn't necessarily mean difficult. And he's interesting. You get the whole person, heart as well as head. errors as well as truths, winding byways as well as a straight highway.
What would you say are his most profound contributions here to the discussion?
Well, the Confessions is about one of the two greatest crises in the world. His other great book, City of God, was about the crisis of civilization outside of him, and the Confession is about the crisis of faith inside of him. What's the meaning of his life? Obviously, that's the biggest of all questions.
Isn't it? I mean, you know, when you think about it, no matter who you talk to, atheists, people of faith, they still want to know, who am I, why am I here, right?
Of course. We can't help asking those questions. We may design the answers, but God, in giving us the hearts that he did, designed the questions.
So with Augustine, unfold it more, if you would, for us, Dr. Kreeft. In terms of the key issues that he's, you know, you're building bridges into his background, his understanding, his passion for theology, his study of God. What are the key bridges here that you want to connect people with?
Well, it's deeper even than theology. It's religion. It's a relationship between two persons. Understanding God is important, but finding him is even more important. And the central theme of the whole book is nicely put in that off-quoted sentence in the beginning where Augustine says to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in you." That's the fundamental theme, the restless heart. In fact, there's a very good movie about Augustine called Restless Heart. You can get it from Ignatius Press.
Right. Well, you know, and that's, you know, and that's what he came to in realizing that in his search for God is that satisfaction and fulfillment was not going to happen until he surrendered to that ideal.
Yep, that's his fundamental argument. The world's richest and perhaps most famous philosopher, Mick Jagger, his most oft-quoted line is very similar. "I can't get no satisfaction."
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We travel in frustrating circles, trying to figure it out when God has given us the information that we're looking for. And Augustine is one to say, "Look at here's what I found. Here's the bridge." You say you're pointing out bridges, and he himself is pointing the bridge back to God.
Ironically, almost humorously, Augustine is looking everywhere except where God is. He's looking everywhere in the world, everything human, all the desirable temptations of civilization, and God is present with him all the time.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we go through. Dr. Kreeft, I can tell you, I was raised a Catholic, you know, altar boy, you name it, went through the whole drill. And after the Ecumenical Council and so many rules had changed within the Catholic Church, I said, "Wait a minute, where's God in all this?" And I went on a journey and, looking and studying different disciplines. And, you know, people would say, "Oh, well, have you read the Bible yet?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm kind of into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now." That's where, you know, I was journeying, you know, to try to, you know, like Augustine, like so many, you know, in search for God, and God in his grace and mercy put up with me, and
well,
I was allowed some time.
Your part there was your search for truth. If,
yes.
If it's an honest search, you'll find. Jesus promised that. Seek and you shall find.
Right.
Experience is an honest teacher if you're honest with it. It may take a long time, and there may be a price to pay, a lot of suffering, a lot of mistakes, but eventually those who seek find.
Yeah, exactly, and you get to that point, and you're grateful, you know, to God's promise that he says that, as you say, seek and you shall find, and it's in the desire to seek as opposed to thinking you've got it all figured out. And, people that I was led to believe were antagonists. And I find out, you know, later on that they were guilty of doing the same thing that you know, pursuing God and trying to find out, you know, what God was all about and, you know, where we could, you know, where we could find God. And
those who accuse Catholics of being narrow-minded and dogmatic are usually pretty narrow-minded and dogmatic. They think they've got it all figured out, so they're not searching.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with asking questions, right?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Jesus never once discouraged a question. And his apostles certainly asked a lot of really dumb questions.
Well, you know, because we're all human beings and we don't know better. And certainly, you know, the divine knows a lot more, has a, you know, the ultimate perspective. You know, the Bible says that, you know, knows the beginning from the end. So why would God not know where we're headed and what our purpose in life was all about? I mean, after all, it wasn't that we were created out of a theory, were we?
No, and you don't even have to presuppose that in asking a question. I mean, even a pagan like Aristotle knew the value of questions. He once said to his class, "You have no questions? Well, either you have sunk to the level of beasts who know too little to ask questions, or you have risen to the level of gods who know too much."
Wow.
And after that, there were questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, hey, connect and figure out what's going on. If we're going to put the time into it, why not? Dr. Kreef, for you, you know, with your background and your journey, how did you come to where you are right now? What is the process that you went through yourself?
Well, everybody has a different story, and everybody has the same story. The personal quirks and particular experiences and friends one person has is not the same as somebody else has. And yet, the motive for the journey, namely an honest search for truth, and the end of the journey, namely God, is the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what brought me to the church was basically a less passionate and less saintly version of what Augustine used to bring him there, namely honesty, searching for truth.
Exactly.
Open-mindedness.
Okay, I want to pick it up from there when we come back. We're visiting with Dr. Peter Kreef, and we're talking about his new book, I Burn for Your Peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked. More from Dr. Kreef right after this. Stay with us, America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez Live. Who else?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And no matter what one's religious affiliation, chances are you've heard of Augustine's Confessions. And after the Bible, it is the most widely read Christian literary work ever written. And Dr. Peter Kreeft gives us, in his new book, I Burned for Your Peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked. And Dr. Kreeft, before the break, you were saying that, you know, for you, you got to that point in your life when you wanted to pursue truth. And I agree with you. So many of our stories, individually different, unique, they are our individual stories. Ways, still the same, you know, for you is a search of truth. For me, the same thing, you know, my life was turned upside down, as I mentioned to you, being raised Catholic, thinking that was the way. And all of a sudden you could eat meat on Friday. All these saints that we had revered growing up were, you know, they're extricated, just a lot going on with the Catholic Church after, the Ecumenical Council and Pope John the 23rd, and there was quite an upheaval. And, for me, that started the journey of truth, and, it took me a number of years, and as you were saying, you know, for yourself, it was the pursuit of truth that, you know, brought you that peace that you could only find in God.
A lot of mothers often phone me or email me, and they say, in effect, my son or daughter is very much like Augustine, you know, raised Catholic, went to college, left the faith, what should I do? And I don't necessarily say read the Confessions, but that story is so typical. Mm-hmm. Monica sort of mothered Augustine all of his life, burst him into the faith by her prayers. And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, if somebody leaves for honest reasons, they find their way back for honest reasons. It may take a long time, but that search, if it's honest, is going to be used by God. And when they come back, they're usually better Catholics than they ever were before.
Exactly. I mean, a bit like the prodigal in a sense, don't you think?
Yeah. We foolish human beings need contrast to appreciate things. So after we leave home, we say, like the prodigal, I'm a fool. I'm my father's house, and I'm unhappy here. What am I doing here?
Right. Yeah, and even
in the realization of it all, we're willing to come back and be servants and accept a lower position than sonship or daughtership in order to receive some, you know, some compromised benefit. But God in His mercy says
that humility with amazing graces, and He brings us higher than we ever were before. He always gives us much more than we deserve.
As you were, and I say as you were, but you've been unpacking Augustine's Confessions for a number of years here. What are the key takeaways for you?
Not so much themes, although I could enumerate them. Augustine's three main intellectual problems were his inability to understand God, the imagination, and the problem of evil, and the problem of moral relativism. Does morality change or doesn't it? Those are probably the three theological themes that were his main intellectual objection. But deeper than that, I think, was just his stubbornness, his pride, his wanting to sing Sinatra's song, "I Did It My Way," which is a song they all sing as they enter hell.
Right. Yeah, most amazing. What do you think that Augustine would say, you know, here we are, 21st century America, speaking of moral relativism? I mean, have we, you know, sometimes I keep hoping that maybe we've gone to the end of it, but we keep finding new venues and new places for it.
Augustine finds in other areas of life that the relative always presupposes the absolute. Am I going to use this note or that note for my musical composition? Well, there are rules. Am I going to say this word or that word when I write this book? Well, there are rules of grammar and rules of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the application of the rules changes, there's got to be unchanging rules in every field, and therefore certainly in morality.
And why aren't we hearing the discordant notes?
Well, we are. We're hearing both sides. We're in a culture war, and both sides are speaking, although our side isn't speaking with enough courage. That's one of the reasons for reading the great books, to realize that on our side are all the great minds.
And it does take courage. And the thing is interesting, Dr. Crafier, recently with a Gallup poll, basically secular America is saying, where's the moral consciousness? Where are those that hold to moral truth? Where's their voice? And I think it's quite ironic. And I say to them, I go, well, you've been telling them to be quiet and you've invalidated their voices all these years. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying and asking, where's God and where are the voices of reason?
Well, that's because God designed the human heart, and on the moral level, there are things you can't not know. No matter what you believe, you know you have to be good and not bad. And you know that there's an absolute obligation to be moral. Deep down, it's not relative.
Well, as you say, the culture war that we are enduring, and it's been one that we've been enduring for quite a while, I'm not sure I could have asked Dr. Creef myself in thinking that America would find itself in the position where it is today, where, laws, our Constitution that we took for granted, our Bill of Rights that we thought would always be there, are now being attacked in so many ways. Our faith is being attacked. And you're thinking, wow, this isn't the America I grew up with. But it is the America of today. It's our reality. And what are we going to do about it? And as you say, it is a call for courage to take a stand, not to the point of the first century church that was willing to lay their life on the line, the way they did, you know, being harpooned and lit up by as human candles. But nonetheless, there is that call for courage right now. And are we going to stand up as a voice of reason, co-laborers with God on this?
We shouldn't be surprised by that. If you know history and if you read your Bible, you'll remember that there's always conflict. There's almost never periods of calmness and peace and satisfaction. And if so, they're temporary bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
in the Old Testament, Israel was almost never secure and perfect, and it was always worshiping one idol or another, and had one exile or another. And almost all the prophets warned Israel about that. The 50s in America was a kind of unusual time, happy days, a bubble, peace and security, supposedly, but we're not living that way anymore. So we're living in the normal Christian times. Culture war, spiritual warfare. But that's the norm. We have to get used to it.
Well, here in the United States, as you say, for the most part, you know, we haven't risen to the level of adversity that has taken place in the Middle East. We're dying for their faith. And yet I hear from, you know, missionaries and other experts around the world is that here in America, we pray for a revival, but the revival is taking place in the areas of the world where there's most persecution.
Oh, that has always happened. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, says Tertullian.
Yes.
And wherever the church is persecuted, it flourishes. And that's happening today. In Muslim countries, in China, in Africa. The only place the church is not flourishing is where it's been established and comfortable and rich. That's Europe and North America.
Right. Well, it's, it is amazing. And you think about, you know, what is happening? What is, you know, where is the void and what else we can do? And, you know, I hear a yearning here in North America, in a pursuit of God. And as you say, you know, as we faithfully, pursue God, you know, God will allow himself to be found if we're doing it, in spirit and truth. Isn't that so?
That is so, and the one most deadly thing is satisfaction, the non-restless heart, the indifference. That leads nowhere. Rebellion might lead somewhere. Great saints like Augustine and St. Paul and St. Ignatius were rebels against God, and God used that. If a car is moving in the wrong direction, to turn it around 180 degrees takes a lot less energy than to start up a stalled car that's going nowhere.
Exactly. And that's where we find ourselves today. As you say, that is a condition that we see happening around this country. And I think of the lost dreams and opportunity in the process. Well, congratulations, Dr. Peter Kreeft, on the book, I Burn for Your Peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked, available at all the usual places, I take it.
Yes. Amazon.com, Ignatius Press, put it out. You can order it directly from them.
And also your website, if they want to connect with you directly?
Yes, peterkreeft.com.
Peter Kreeft, and that is K-R-E-E-F-T. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Peter Kreeft has been with us. Highly recommend I Burn for Your Peace, Augustine's Confessions Unpacked. Dr. Kreeft, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day, sir.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Again?